You know, life is short. Thank God. Oh my God, thank God life is short, right? I know when people start talking about an afterlife, I'm like, another life after this one? Another one? Because unless it involves just like laying on the couch watching HBO documentaries, I think I'm satisfied. I've had enough of this life. People are like, oh, you shouldn't drink Diet Rockstar. Actually, you shouldn't drink Diet Mountain Dew, but they didn't have Diet Mountain Dew. So this diet, have you ever had Diet Rockstar? Oh my God, it's revolting, right? I think it's just caffeine and water. I think that's the only ingredients in there. Usually I drink Diet Mountain Dew, but they didn't have any, so. Actually, I once tried to drink Diet Mountain Dew on the stage at Atlanta Pride, and why did they make me stop that? Anyone have any idea? Cola, right. They actually, like, I walked away from it to, like, you know, tell a joke or something, and I came back and it was gone, and it was replaced with a Diet Coke. I was like, oh, that's very subtle. Thank you. Anyway, so people say don't drink Diet Mountain Dew, Atlanta Pride especially says don't drink Maya Donu, or don't drink Diet Rockstar because it'll kill you. And I'm like, really? Don't make that promise if you can't really make that come true. So, is that a good idea to start a show with jokes that vaguely imply that I'm losing the will to live? That's not. You know, my best friend who sent me flowers. You see, my best friend sent me flowers. Isn't that sweet? Yeah. Are any of you guys allergic? Probably, because it's the Bay Area. More life-threatening food allergies than any other place in the planet. With the possible exception of Northampton, Massachusetts. Oh, I so hate Northampton, Massachusetts, in a special way. I have a friend, okay, it's like my straightest friend. She's actually an observant Catholic. Like, she just had as many babies as came along, you know? Like, she actually didn't practice birth control. She's that straight and that Catholic. And she is living in Northampton, Massachusetts. Can you imagine how hard this is for her? She told me that a kid came to her door for Halloween dressed as a piece of kale. People who are not laughing right now sent their children out trick-or-treating as kale. I know that that is true. I'm sorry, but that is not a Halloween costume. That is a punishment. Oh, yeah? Well, you have to go to KS Kale. And it's not even organic kale. It's conventional kale. Ha! Because that's how people punish their children, by saying ha at the end. So, anyway, yeah. So my friend Moore sent me flowers, and she always says, you know, Kelly, sometimes when you tell stories, especially about your childhood, people aren't laughing because they're funny. People are laughing because they're uncomfortable. I'm like, oh, interesting. Part of what you can do is, like, just pull out, what are the unique things about your characteristics? What are unique? What makes you unique, different than anyone else, and talk about it, right? And it's like, I'm a chubby, genderqueer, ex-nun, and I just had 2 girlfriends in 5 years die of cancer. So, perfect, that was right. Right, you're not laughing because it's funny. You're laughing because it's uncomfortable. Perfect. Okay, I'm a 2-time widow. I should, like, try and find some community. So I found this community called, it's like Facebook for widows. It's like Widow Book. I think it's called Widow Village, right? So the very first email I got from Widow Village... I know, it sounds like I'm making up. I'm just like, I just wrote things down. I didn't even write them down. It's just shit that's happening right now on my iPhone. I'll just read you my Facebook feed. That'll be fascinating. Because I know you guys are I'm keeping you out late at 10 o'clock at night, but that's what you'd be doing if you were home anyway. Truthfully. So Widow Village. Not Widow Book, but Widow Village. And the very first email, I used my real name. And the very first email I got was, Kelly! ! I have noticed that it looks like you're using your real name here on Widow Village. This is not a private site, and you should change this immediately. Like, it was like AOL keyword widow time or something, right? And I'm like, there are YouTube videos of me describing having anal sex with strangers using my real name. I don't think I need to be all secretive about the dead girlfriends thing, right? Don't tell anyone. This is very strange. All right, so then the next email I got from Widow Village was from this guy, a really nice older gay man who lost his partner many, many years to pancreatic cancer. And he said, "Dear Kelly," exclamation point, very big on the exclamation points in the widow community. "Dear Kelly," exclamation point, "are you going to widow camp?" Exclamation point, question mark. Which I thought that was a new emoticon, meaning like either sarcasm or irony. No, it meant enthusiasm. With a little bit of inquisitiveness. Widow camp, widow camp. Just think of the juxtaposition. Widow camp, right? So I was like thinking, what would widow camp be like, right? I was like having this idea. Okay, like first of all, would there be like a bus? Like if you went to summer camp, right, there was a bus. And the bus would not be bright yellow like the regular summer camp bus because that would be too cheery. So it would be like a mauve or something, right? And then it'll have widow camp on the side with those that font that says camp because the letters are constructed out of little logs, right? So it'll say like widow camp. And then like, I guess we'd be too old for our parents to drop us off at widow camp. That would just be awkward. So it'd be like all our best friends, like all my friends here, would drop me off at widow camp. And then like they'd make that joke, or they wouldn't, about like, did you remember to sew your name in the back of your clothes? But you wouldn't really need that many clothes, right? Because what would everyone wear at widow camp? Just basic black, right? So then they'd say like, well, have a, and then I'd realize, oh, we just almost told you to have a good time at widow camp. That was awkward. So then we'd all load onto the bus then, like, there'd be some perky camp counselor. Who's been a camp counselor? Make some noise if you've been a camp counselor, right? Were you perky?
Yes.
Really? Wow, that's a... I think there could be a throwdown between the perks and the non-perks. So some perky camp counselor will get on, like, we'll all load onto the widow camp bus, and some perky camp counselor will be like, "Welcome to widow camp," and she will just love the alliteration. She'll be so thrilled about the alliteration. And then she'll say, "Okay, now we're going to do an icebreaker. Turn to the person on your right and tell them the last thing your spouse said to you. And then turn to the person on your left and tell them the biggest regrets. Okay, go!" Comedy is tragedy plus time. My tragedy, I get to decide how much time. So... So it would be like pandemonium, right? Everyone break out with their great icebreaker because nobody ever asks you those questions. Nobody's ever asked me in casual conversation, "What's your biggest regret about either one of your girlfriends dying?" Nobody ever asked that. No, I mean, I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying nobody ever asked you that, right? So it would be all like talking because it'd be like this mad frenzy of sharing. And then she'd go, "Quiet down, you crazy widows." And then we'd have to stop our icebreaker activity. And then she'd have us sing the Camp Widow theme song. I have not yet written the Camp Widow theme song, but I'm pretty sure it like has Elizabeth Kubler-Ross rhyming with moss, and also loss. The moss, because we're headed to camp, right? And then, like, we would get... Oh, then we'd sing the... like, we do, you know, "If you're a widow and you know it, clap your hands," and everyone would know it, right? Because you know if you're a widow. It's not... You know. I forget, did my spouse die, or was I just trying to go to ceramics camp? This is weird. So then, we would get, like, you know, there'd be a sign off the highway, "Widow camp, 5 miles. Miles, and everyone would start chanting, "Widow camp, widow camp, widow camp." And then you pull into the camp, and then there'd be one of those things, like written again in the camp font, right, made out of the sticks, and it would say, "Welcome to widow camp. So much better than crying at home alone." And then, oh, yes. Kelly, we're not laughing because it's funny. We're laughing because we're uncomfortable. So then, what would the activities be at widow camp, right? I was thinking like, well, there's going to be, well, first of all, in most camps, there's always cabin cleanup, right? Yeah. So like, it would be like, who does their psychological baggage most neatly? That's what would be the competition. And then I was thinking like, are there going to be cliques at widow camp? What if there's cliques, right? Because you know what would be the coolest, toughest widows out there? It would be the 9/11 widows. And they would be like, right? Like they'd be doing panty raids on us. Because they're like fucking professional widows, right? They'd be doing panty raids on us. And I'd be like, wait, I may not be a 9/11 widow, but I'm a 213 widow and a 618 widow. And then, you know, I'd say something about my panties. But if I say something, if I call my underwear panties, you can come get me because I've been a widow camp way too long. Yeah, exactly, right? You understand. So then, like, what would be the arts and crafts? I was like, well, I bet we'd make little lanyards that we could put our little ceramic urns we make in ceramics class, right? And maybe we could make Kleenex out of birch bark. That was the other thing I was thinking. And then, like, at night, we'll roast the s'mores of sorrow. And then we'll sing, like, all the Camp Widow song favorites, like Monty Python's Always Look on the Bright Side of Death. And then we'll tell really, really scary stories, like, I had to fight my mother-in-law to take my husband off the ventilator, and I'm left with 7 kids. And then we will not have, there will be no fucking taps, because you know what? We are sad enough already. So, and but then that was my fantasy about what a widow camp was, and then I looked on the website, and it's just a bunch of middle-aged women doing the electric slide. Isn't so much different anyway.